Little Eldon Spring is tucked beneath a massive boulder west of Flagstaff. It's not much to look at, a murky pool of stagnant water. But today, it's the center of attention.
Hey, look, there's water over here.
Two dozen volunteers learn how to look at a spring with a scientist's eyes. They map out the pools, rocks, and plants, guided by ecologists.
And then, I don't know if you've been down there, but there's another pool down here.
Oh. Okay.
Behind this boulder.
They look for signs of disturbance by cattle or people. Chantel Cook drove all the way from Salt Lake City for the experience.
I know nothing about springs. This is my introduction to springs work.
And that's the whole point of citizen science, Cook says.
So kind of a double whammy. It is easier to get the work done because there's more funding available if you're using volunteers. And then additionally, you're also doing an outreach and education program.
There's a lot of work to be done on springs, says ecologist Larry Stevens. He leads the Spring Stewardship Institute at the Museum of Northern Arizona, and he partnered with the Grand Canyon Trust for this citizen science training.
We estimate that more than 90% of the springs in many of our landscapes have been ecologically impaired. In some places, all springs have been completely obliterated, and therefore we're losing resources, we're losing species, we're losing incredibly important cultural focal points in the landscape without even knowing it.
That's why Stevens created Springs Online. It's a database for citizens to upload their observations about springs. There's even a smartphone app for that.
They can bring back basic information on flow, on the location of the spring. They can bring back photography of the site.
Stevens says the U.S. Forest Service has already used the database to identify springs that need restoration. It also acts as an archive of culturally valuable sites.
So many databases are unidirectional. You put information in and you never see it again. We've solved that problem with this database.
But not completely, says Dan Kippervasser of the U.S. Forest Service. He wants to blend the citizen database with the existing federal database.
It is not easy because there's any number of ways you can describe things, but you have to pick one and you have to have an end game in mind when you design these databases of how they might be used.
Not having an end game is a big problem with citizen science, according to Kippervasser. Often volunteers just collect data. They don't formulate questions or draw conclusions. So some projects amass a lot of information, but it's never used for anything. For this project, Kippervasser thinks the data could be useful.
There are probably springs out there that no one's even found yet, and that is another valuable piece of information that we would love to have.
So this is clearly a pool. Do you think it's a natural pool?
A chance to contribute to science is a big draw for volunteers like Crispin Wilson. He says he hopes the data will help inform land management.
This is something that I think everyone who lives on and near the Colorado Plateau should be aware of where their water is coming from and how important it is to keep it safe.
For others, the appeal is in the treasure hunt. Diane Muser says she loves to get off the beaten path.
So for me, it's, you know, having the experience of finding the springs and appreciating, you know, by learning more, appreciating what I see, you know, when I get there.
And as long as she's there, Muser says, why not collect some data? I'm Melissa Siboney in Flagstaff.
It might have just emerged here and flowed out down that way, but they just built up.